When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
What is it? Oh, empty bottles?
Cans.
Trash.
Finds they could be a bunch of rich people for whom money means nothing. They should be joining groups who actually clean the stuff.
Little update, Jen. On our Boca trash story.
It's Did they arrest him? Not Boca's fault.
So I was looking at the story again, and that audio came from our news partner, WPTV, News Channel 5. Did a great job. They were talking to some Boca beachgoers and looking at the video of these litterers, these polluters who were at Boca Bash, and they were horrified by it. They're kind of intimating now they know who the boat owner is.
Oh, well, they probably got the name of the boat.
It's not going to take long.
Yeah, and or somebody knows the name of the boat, knows who owns the boat, knows what kid was on it. They all look fairly young, so I'm assuming it was daddy's boat that they took out. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, and it was a pretty big boat. Wasn't a cheap boat, that's for sure.
We've made international news over this now. It's caught on like wildfire. The headline on the Daily Mail, which is an international news site out of the UK, pollution party.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Brazen boaters are seen dumping two huge trash cans full of garbage into the ocean. Now, it's not Boca Raton's fault. It's not Boca Bash's fault. It's just these losers.
Yeah. So they'll catch them eventually because somebody will turn them in if they haven't already done it. And do they just charge them with littering? I don't know. Do they make them pay restitution? Do they get fined? Do they have to go and do beach cleanup? I say all of the above.
Yeah, and it could be.
There was no reason for them to dump all that stuff out.
It was wild, too, because if you've ever been through the Boca Inlet, you know how rough it is?
Yeah.
And it was rough. They were getting tossed side to side, but still managed to throw these dump loads of garbage into it.
I just don't understand.
And then there was a guy in the jet ski, you'll see in the video that Jen put on the morning show blog, trying to follow up and pick up a lot of the as much of the trash as he could.
He's trying. Yeah, it didn't do it. He was also on a jet ski and compare. That boat was really big.
Yeah, it was.
That was
nice
a big
boat.
It was a nice boat. So,
three outboards.
Yeah, I'm thinking somebody had a lot of money. But what I don't get is why did they throw all of the trash overboard? They didn't have to. Maybe they didn't want their parents to know how much they drank. It made no sense to me.
It's just they're lazy slobs, maybe.
It's like, you know, wait till you get to wherever. I don't know. It made no sense. But anyway, they'll catch them and something will be done.
Yep.
Unlike the ones at Columbia.
Punks. Absolute punks.
They're
here's
everywhere.
The Columbia crowd. Here's the update of America's Worst Generation, which is what we're calling them now. They took over a building. It took over a main campus building at Columbia and has been renamed what?
Hines Hall.
Why?
Well, because it's named after a six-year-old Hamas kid who was killed by the Israeli forces when they went into the Gaza Strip.
So here's the crowd outside of that building they took over. And there's also talk of a hostage situation as they took a custodial dude hostage for a short time.
I guess he's been released or she's been released. But yeah, but they broke into this building. Let's start there.
Here was the crowd outside. And the guy speaking sounds like some kind of a leader, organizer, something.
Great.
I don't know.
This is not a matter of simply violating university rules. This is a movement.
Okay.
Take your movement and take all of these little hoodlums and take them downtown and arrest them. I don't know how many of them are actual students of Columbia. They should be. They've suspended them. Okay. Expel them. Get rid of them. Make sure they cannot graduate from your university. This president is useless. She gave up negotiating with them and let them win. Now they've turned into anarchists and they've taken over a building and renamed it, hung the Palestinian flags out of every single window, and they're just sitting in there. They're not leaving.
So let's go to the University of Texas, UT in Austin. They're arresting folks But now you have the protesters claiming, you know, like, set them free. This was the scene yesterday in Austin.
Let them go.
Okay.
Let them go.
All right, it's enough out of you.
Okay, I'm done with these kids. I wonder really how many of them are students or how many of them are just outsiders who've come in to create this anarchy on the campuses.
See, I know that story is there, and the more wide open campuses, they have the outside agitators.
Uh-huh.
I think it mostly is students.
You do?
I really do.
They are confused students because listening to them and what they say, I'm like, do you really know facts?
No,
do you just believe anything that people tell you? You're called an autonomous group. You've given yourself a name, the Columbia University Apartheid Divest. Okay, right there, you need to leave. I would so call in the cops at this point and say, just arrest all of them. Take them away. Expel them from the university. End of conversation.
I think this theory you came up with yesterday may be correct, though. I think a lot of these universities, the real far-left ones, the worst ones, they're just playing the wait-out game. A couple of weeks left in regular spring semester. They just want to wait it out.
Yeah, but I don't think they were planning on one of these groups taking over one of their halls.
That is true. It's escalated.
Now it's escalated. Now it's you've broken the law. Now there's no reason for me to actually let you stay in your little tent in your little corner on campus. Now you've taken over one of the university's facilities. Arrest them, take them out, and just expel them from the university. And that would end all these problems.
It'd be a big start. Because that's what most of the country is calling for, sane, rational people. This is why all these student unions, and now they're in cahoots with each other throughout the country, are calling for amnesty to wipe out the arrest records.
Oh, and that's what these kids want.
That's what they want. So that it doesn't follow them through their life.
Oh, yeah. So get rid of Ohio. My alma mater is probably one of the worst universities, too. They had hundreds of them on campus yesterday protesting. I'm like, oh. God, what has happened to my university?
A takeover.
I can't handle it anymore.
Kind of like the Bears in Connecticut.
Oh, did you know there were Bears in Connecticut, by the way? I mean, I grew up right next to Connecticut. I don't remember there being a lot of Bears.
Now, it's maybe because more people have cell phones now, so we're capturing them. I don't think so. Something happened in the pandemic. Remember, more Bears came out. Yeah. Last year was the year of the Bear.
Remember, especially around here, yeah.
But in Connecticut?
It's the Wild Kingdom.
Well, it's
all
cute.
About the mama bear.
Well, what's even interesting is this woman sees the bear. It's a little cub, and it's going across a bridge that's over like a river. And the little baby cub's with mama, and all of a sudden the cub falls off of the bridge into the water. And the woman's like, oh, my God, the bear. Blah, blah. And you can see mama bear going back and forth. And then she finally gets smart and goes down to the river.
Here's the play-by-play.
Oh, my God.
We don't need the music. Now, this lady, right?
Okay.
I don't think she would even press record unless there was a baby bear. If it was just the mama bear, she didn't care. Once she saw the baby, she was all emotionally invested.
Oh, the baby. Oh. Anyway, so the mama bear finally runs down to the river and jumps in and saves the cub, brings her out to the shoreline. The mama bear walks up. The baby bear's walking up, falls back into the water. I'm like, okay.
You know what you got here?
Not a very bright baby
bear.
You
got a dumb baby bear is what you got.
So mama bear has to go back in the water, save the bear a second time, and then they finally get out. But it's cute. So
this morning in bear language, the mama bear saying, how stupid are you?
That's terrible.
It's a reject bear.
Poor little thing. Oh, leave it alone. So anyway, that's up on our blog, actually. Today may be a threefer.
There's a lot going on. No doubt about that.
Between that, it was a choice between the bear or the zebras. The zebras were pretty exciting, too. And I was going to put those up yesterday because that was yesterday I saw that video. And I was like, there's zebras loose in Seattle. This is crazy.
Well, we could talk about that next. Zebras loose on the road in Seattle. But we also have this. We need to get to this. We haven't yet. It's been so busy. Another major insurer is dropping a lot of policies. We got a major problem in the insurance industry.
And you know what? They keep on saying, you know, more companies are coming in. I don't know what policies they're writing.
This mostly affects Southwest Florida.
Yeah, because of where they land, that hurricane landed, Ian.
All right, we got that and a lot more to talk about. And it's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
I'm hearing from a lot of people who are in the same boat with getting insurance canceled that their insurance is doubling or more. I think that that's really a big problem for a lot of people.
To say the least, Progressive this time. Canceling many, we'll have the exact detail here for you in a second, many policies, mostly affecting Southwest Florida this time.
Yeah, it is, and that's because, isn't that where, was it Ian? Is that the name of that storm that came across? It's still from 2 years ago and last year, 100,000 policies all told for Progressive have been dumped. Not necessarily just in Florida, but overall 100,000 homeowners. Find out, okay, so you live here, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, right, wherever the case may be, Texas maybe. You just got dumped. It's a month before hurricane season starts. Try to find insurance now.
That's what's gotten most people up in arms, besides the fact that, you know, it's kind of a scary situation to be in. It's the timing of it.
Yeah.
None of this could have happened months ago. Really?
Yeah. Well, really? I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, in Florida, the insurer of last resort, Citizens, they only take so many policies. I don't know if they're already booked. You know, what happens? Say, do they expand how many policies they can write with the Citizens insurance? I don't know. I don't know enough about the insurance world. But my insurance, I got a letter yesterday. The day before yesterday, going up, it's almost doubled what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have a choice.
And you sure hear a lot from the insurance companies, don't you?
Yeah.
Boy, they're it's because of these storms, it's because of fraud, you know, roof claims. And we're just going to have to leave. I am tired. I have had it. I'm sick and tired of hearing the insurance companies cry foul. They're not, understand everybody, they're not going bankrupt.
No.
They're just not making as much money as they want to.
Or as they used to.
What happened at the start of the year, and this is when he was candidate DeSantis and not Governor DeSantis, when he was, you know, running around throughout the country trying to, you know, garner up some votes and primary votes. What happened to this big insurance get-together, come-to-Jesus meeting was supposed to happen in Tallahassee? Start of the year, start of 2024, we're going to settle this all down. You know, oh, they did.
Yeah,
you know who would benefited? Insurance company lobbyists is who would benefited. That's who.
I just don't get it. You know, they all make money regardless of the fact. But for Progressive to do this, that's a horrible thing to do to people. State Farm could be. You never know. State Farm could be next. Allstate could be next. You know, some of the bigger ones. And then you're more or less stuck. What are you going to do? And then you do get, say you do get with Citizens, they only cover you up to, like, I think it's $250,000.
We've reached crisis level with this, all of it.
I agree. So between insurance, taxes, rent, mortgages, they're making Florida, at least for many people, unaffordable.
And then you have, they will also use as a reason because your roof is too old, so they'll cancel your policy.
Oh, that's right.
But you tried to get a new roof out of them. No, they turned you down for that.
Yeah, sorry.
Kind of sick of the insurance industry.
Yeah, so then
kind of had it.
So you got to take them to court and fight with them.
Exactly.
It's absurd. It's and a new roof is not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination. So they have the upper hand, unfortunately. But you're right. Where's the governor? You know, Governor DeSantis, if you're listening, fix the problem.
Their timing on this, Progressive sucks. Anyway, in the industry as a whole, is preposterous that they would do this. What, 34? How many? 34 days out of
June 1st.
Wow.
Not even. Oh, yeah, 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah, how many? Well, maybe a little bit more because tomorrow's
30-ish.
The 1st. Yeah, 30-ish. It's about a month. So you got 30 days to find new homeowners insurance.
That's ridiculous.
Try to do that and try to find it at a decent rate.
No.
It's absurd. So
I get it. Business has been tough. I get it. You know, inordinate amount of storms. I understand that. But that also means you didn't prepare for it. I'm done.
I agree with you. So, but what do you, as a consumer, what do you do? What are your options? You don't have many, because if you go to, you know, company A, B, or C, all their rates are ridiculous. You're stuck, and
right,
as a homeowner, you have no choice, unfortunately.
Mm.
So, anyway, that has to be a legal thing. The capital has to take it up. The governor has to do something.
Besides, affordable housing. for everybody before we lose the entire workforce in this state, this has to be priority one.
I agree.
This is what this leadership at Tallahassee has to jump on and do, and not just for the insurance companies. Don't stop appeasing them just to keep them here. Open up more business and work for the homeowner. For a change.
For a change, they should. You know what? And stop with these companies that say, oh, we're going to drop you because your roof's too old. Oh, yeah, sure, thanks. And then not pay for the new roof after you've been a nice compliant customer for 30 years. They dump you.
Yeah.
I hate insurance companies, too. So
enough of that.
Anyway.
Hey, we had maybe it's the year of the zebra. Last year was the year of the bear. We've had a previous zebra story so far in 2024, and now it looks like we got another one.
It's the Wild Kingdom.
You know, it's funny because I almost put this. I saw this at the end of our show yesterday because somebody had put it up. It was outside of Seattle. I guess it was a trailer that held the zebras. They were moving them to, I don't know, some petting zoo or something. I don't know, some circus. And I don't know how they got loose, but they got out of the trailer. So these four zebras take off and they just go wandering down the streets.
Some were running, some were wandering. But of course, as everything is, which is good news for us, you and me.
Yes.
It's caught on camera.
And I love the people's, what they their narrative.
Oh, I know.
So that always makes it.
The last girl is awesome.
What is happening? Oh my God, please get away.
Hi, buddy.
We were looking at a bunch of zebras eating grass on the side of the off-ramp.
I've only ever seen them in a zoo, so that was a first.
This must be a joke.
They just called. So I found the missing zebras. They're in my yard. Not sure what to do.
Don't get close to them, because you're not going to believe this. But we actually have a zebra story.
Oh, God.
It was, I don't know how many years ago now, you and I were at the South Florida Fair. And they had a zebra there in that petting zoo, so-called petting zoo thing. Yeah. Jen, of all people, animal lover, goes up to it and goes, hey, sweetie. And the thing goes, rah.
Remember, it turned around and tried to kick me.
It tried to kick you and bite you all at once.
I was like, they're not.
They're nasty.
Yeah, they're not like your typical, they're like a mean little Shetland pony is what they're like. But anyway, there's still one of these zebras missing, by the way. As of last night, they didn't know where it was. So I'm sure, I mean, it's kind of hard not to spot a zebra. I'm sure they'll find it. But it was funny because it was a rodeo clown guy who happened to be driving by with his trailer.
What a scene.
Saw that these animals were loose, and he was the one who helped capture them very safely, put them in his trailer, and took them to some animal rescue place where they still were as of yesterday. They found the owner. They're going to come get them, but now they're looking for the fourth one. They probably already caught it by now, I would assume.
Can you imagine working the 911 call center that day? You're like, ma'am, you have zebras in your yard. Okay, well, we'll call animal. There's a clown collecting them? Are you okay? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I know it. It's like, you know, if this happened in Okeechobee, you can understand, you know.
Zebras?
A loose cow or whatever the case may be, where there's cattle and stuff, and having a, just so happens to be a rodeo clown was happened to be in the neighborhood. He didn't have his clown makeup on, though.
But that's the only disappointing part of the story.
I was thinking too bad, you know. But I'm thinking, wow, what are the odds that there was a rodeo clown right around the corner?
Thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness. So, and I'm sure they caught the fourth one. But zebras traditionally, at least the ones we have encountered, are not nice.
No.
And you can't ride them like a horse.
No.
Yeah. Like that. What was that? The horse in the striped pajamas. What was that stupid Disney movie?
Remember? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a book, too, I think.
It was a zebra, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But I think it was really a horse painted for the film.
I didn't roll in here today expecting to talk about zebras, but here we are. We got rapid fire coming up next.
We do?
Yeah, we'll cover everything we didn't get to yet and more.
Okay.
Details coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Before we get going with Rapid Fire, I'm just going to tell you, we are right near 95. We're the northern part of the county, just off of 45th Street. There's a lot of sirens. There's a lot of nastiness. You heard about the turnpike earlier. It's a tough day. This rain is lasting longer than I think they thought. So just be careful out there.
I also think there's an accident there because I just saw a bunch of cops and ambulances getting on I-85. So if you're southbound, probably approaching Palm Beach Lakes, you're stuck in traffic. The governor You know, he's back to being our governor. He's a, as Bill calls it, he's a county a day kind of guy.
Yep.
Yesterday, in two separate areas, he was in Delray Beach renaming a football stadium, and then he stopped by the ELS Center of Excellence, which is in Jupiter. It's Autism Acceptance Month, which ends today.
Is that from Ernie Els?
It's from Ernie Els.
Really?
He and his wife have a son who's autistic.
Oh,
Ben was diagnosed with autism, and they started the ELS Center. Well, yesterday the governor was there, and he gave him a great deal of money. But did we get the sound from that? So this is what he had to say.
We're going to have more than $2.2 billion for agency for persons with disabilities for service through our iBudget waiver.
Very nice.
The most, by the way, in state history, he gave, out of that $2.2 million, he gave the ELS Center $1 million to develop a new recreation facility that'll provide a specialized swim and water safety program, as well as special autism-friendly hurricane shelter.
Do a lot of good work.
So, yeah, he did.
That's great.
And then, by the way, he also passed a number of bills. He signed them into law. New moms, you're going to get a free pass from participating in jury duty across the state. If you became a new mom within 6 months of your summoning date, you're exempt. So if you're, you know, if you get a, you're 4 months pregnant, you know, just gave birth and the baby's 3 months old and you get a summons, you're exempt from jury duty.
You know what's really interesting about his past couple of weeks? Like we joke around, he's been in a county a day because he has. I think he's touring all 67 counties again. All of the things that he's enacting here and pushing for all seem like campaign deals.
Yeah, don't think.
But he's not running right now.
I don't think he can't run. He's unless he runs for senator.
That's true.
And he hasn't announced that, so. Not until what? He's got two more years, right?
How
many more years? Two more?
Speaking of the governor, though, now this is a meeting that happened the day before yesterday, but listen, that was all speculation. It's not official until this happens.
Uh-oh.
What did Trump...
Truth! I do is tell you this. Officially now, the hatchet has been buried.
Really?
Trump posted out yesterday, I'm very happy to have the full and enthusiastic support of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Oh, they're great friends. He's back to being the best governor that's ever lived. We had a great meeting yesterday. He's talking about day before yesterday. Arranged by mutual friend Steve Witkoff at his beautiful Shell Bay Club in Hollywood. We thought it was Miami.
Wow.
Oh.
I like that.
He goes on to say, blah, 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 conversation mostly concerned and how we'd make work closely to make America great again. Also discuss the future of Florida, which is fantastic, in capital letters. Greatly appreciate Ron's support and taking back our country from the worst president in the history of the United States.
How do you like that?
So that means a couple of different things. Florida is always important, and DeSantis is really going to help Trump there. But now that he is a national name, does DeSantis campaign for Trump in other states?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. Especially in the South, because he's like, he might even go to Texas and hang out with Greg Abbott for him.
Oh, that'd be a...
Yeah, you know, that's like a double whammy.
That's a duo. Here you go.
So that will work out well.
It may happen.
Okay, don't get shocked here, but I am going to talk football.
What?
NFL football.
I love it.
How do you like this? I was kind of shocked because I don't watch a lot of NFL games, but when I do, I always see Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims in that NFL Today.
They've both been there for years.
Not anymore. They got canned. CBS killed them off. They are being replaced by Matt Ryan. Who's he? I don't know who he is.
Recently retired quarterback. He was with the Falcons.
Okay. And
then BC before that.
And J.J. Watt. Him I know because of what he did in Houston.
And a great... great defensive lineman. Just, he was awesome.
Is he gonna? Has he done announcing before? J.J. Watt?
He's done a lot of TV. I don't know if he's done studio stuff. I don't know.
Anyway, at ESPN, The Athletic is reporting that one of your favorite people, Bill, Philadelphia Eagles former Jason Kelce, because he's retired now, is going to join Monday Night Countdown.
He's actually really good.
Is he good?
His brother? Not so much.
Well, his brother and Taylor's boyfriend just re-signed with Kansas City for $34 million. He makes almost as much as his girlfriend does in one night.
Did you catch the Chiefs' social media release on this?
No. What did they say? Taylor Swift's boyfriend? Don't tell me.
Okay. Something worse.
No.
Said, we have re-signed the greatest tight end in NFL history. And a lot
Excuse
of us
me?
Said, I don't see Gronk's picture there. I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Now you got this. Jerry Seinfeld has been making the news recently from a recent interview that he did.
Yes.
And he pretty much says the first thing that got attention was comedy's dead.
Yes. He said you can't do it. And that's why. I mean, how long has it been since he went on tour?
Yeah. I mean,
they said
a long time.
Where's he going? What's he, Duke? Is it Duke? Because are they the Blue Devils?
Yes.
He's going to do the commencement speech because, or he may have already done it, because his kids went to Duke.
That's right.
And one of them's graduating and one's about to grad, and one's going to be a senior next year or something like that. So.
Well, now he says, and it's kind of surprising he actually did this, he's mad at the extreme left.
Wow.
He says, that's what's ruined comedy. Now, he's a guy that would know because he's been through network comedy.
Yeah.
They even made fun of it in the NBC and on Curb Your Enthusiasm about trying to get that show done.
Right.
Many layers. Well, it's worse now, he says. He says it wouldn't, Seinfeld would never air today because it would be considered too offensive.
He's right.
It goes through many, many layers. He says it shouldn't be a problem. But it's the exact opposite. There is no sitcoms picked up in the fall season on all four networks. None. No new sitcoms.
Because they're afraid.
Exactly.
Just think of All in the Family today.
Oh, there's no way.
It would never make it off the cutting room floor. Be like, forget about it.
And was it offensive? Yes. But it did so to bring up social issues.
Yeah. It's so people would have conversations about it and solve the problems.
Seinfeld also went on to say, he goes, I never expected comedy to die.
Isn't that sad?
But they've actually done it.
That's sad.
Things can really always change, but he would know.
I don't know. I know you don't like Dunham, but I Jeff Dunham. I follow him on.
Why don't I like Jeff Dunham?
Don't you like?
He's great.
Oh, somebody I know hates him.
I don't know.
It wasn't you? Okay, good.
One of the 85 people you worked with. I have no idea.
I follow him on Reels all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The stuff he drops, I'm thinking, oh my God.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's really, really foul. And I love it, but I'm thinking, wow, I'm surprised he hasn't been canceled yet by somebody, to be honest with
me
you.
Me too, because he's basically, you know, the old man puppet, Walter?
Oh, yeah, Walter.
He's turned him into Biden.
Yes, he has.
He presents him as Biden now.
And he's got a new character, which is him as a little guy. Have you seen him?
No.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's him. It's Jeff Dunham Jr. And he's always chastising him. And he's always, like, hitting him, and he's spanking him. And anyway, he's a new character. He's pretty funny. But speaking of TV, NBC Universal Peacock streaming service. If you want to watch the Olympics, it's going to cost you $2 more. They just hiked up it starts July 18th. Just before the Olympics start, you got to pay $2 more across the board.
Is it going to go back down when the Olympics are over?
No. No.
Didn't they just launch Peacock?
Down.
It's too early for this.
It seems everybody's raising their price. All I know is I think I pay more for streaming than I do for anything else.
Oh, I know.
I got too many. I got to get rid of one of them.
Because usually, are you like us? There's like one show you like on each network.
I know.
So you
got
to have them all.
And they're all expensive.
I know.
But a Netflix I live on. I got to watch Disney Plus because of the baby. You know, I'm stuck.
Sure. Because of the baby.
Peacock.
Sure. Blame it on the baby.
It's the baby's fault.
Well, maybe they got to pay for all the new awesome stuff coming to Universal Orlando. Big announcement yesterday. Woo-hoo. We'll cover coming up next. Really cool stuff. They've been busy.
Maybe we'll get invited to go.
I don't know. I think those days have passed, sadly, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I don't know. Okay. But we've got this coming up. Two different, totally different approaches and how the campus protests are handled. We got Columbia. What's the latest on that? But the statement released by the University of Florida yesterday was amazing.
I love this new president.
They're not putting up with anything.
Wow, it's also state law, by the way.
That too. That helps. All right, that's a lot more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in.
You know, we always say there's certain videos that always stick out in people's minds and turn the tides. It's kind of like that squatter lady in Queens. They arrested her for trying to get the dirt bags out of her house. And that turned the tide. And the whole country went, what? I think that's one of them.
I think the UCLA kid.
Because he was so calm but made his point, and they blocked him. He held his student ID in their faces, and he said, I deserve to go. I'm paying for this. and you're not letting me through.
And you're not letting me in. Well, God only knows what's happening in Colombia, because those student protesters are now turned into anarchists and lawbreakers, because they broke into one of the buildings on campus. Broke into. They weren't a let in. They broke into it. They smashed the windows. They smashed through the doors. Now they've taken over it. They've changed the name, at least according to them. And one of the things is they'll leave as long as, they get transparency from where Colombia's money is spent.
Oh, okay.
They want amnesty and they want divestment. Mm. I'm like, okay.
Demands.
I'm sorry. You should be arrested and expelled. And end of conversation.
So this was the sound when they took over that building and renamed it. This was the sound afterwards, and they were all out there. So this dude sounds like an organizer and a student, so he should be easy to find.
This is not a matter of simply violating university rules. This is a movement.
Their spokesperson, I guess? I don't know.
Okay, your movement, Mr. Columbia Divestiture, or whatever the heck the name of your stupid group is called, you just broke the law. You broke into Hamilton Hall, which is owned by the university. It's the building, they said, used by the dean and other senior officials.
So this is a main administrative building.
Yeah, they took it over. Now they got Palestinian flags flying all over the place. They got signs all over the place. And they renamed it after some six-year-old kid who was of Palestinian descent, who was killed when Israel invaded the Hamas headquarters. So they renamed it Heinz Hall and not Hamilton Hall.
Okay. But that's one approach, and they had another. So how many deadlines have been broken by the protesters now?
Well, they had until 2 o'clock yesterday, or they were going to be suspended from school, Bill. Suspended. What you need to do is arrest them and expel them, not suspend. Expel, arrest, and lock them up.
Absolutely.
That'll shut them up real quick. But no, this university president, she's useless.
Let's go to a different approach. In Gainesville, the University of Florida, this was a statement, a press release sent out to the media yesterday, and I'll read the first part of it, which is amazing. Dear media partners, again, this is from UF.
Okay.
In response to the arrest made of protesters this evening at the University of Florida campus, below is a statement that is attributable to UF spokesman Steve Orlando. You ready?
Okay.
This is where it gets really good. This is not complicated. The University of Florida is not a daycare, and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules, they broke the rules, and they'll face the consequences. For many days, we've patiently told protesters, many of whom are outside agitators, there you go, Jen, that they were able to exercise their right to free speech and free assembly. We also told them clearly that prohibited activities would result in a trespassing order from UPD. For days, UPD patiently and consistently reiterated the rules. Today, individuals who refused to comply were arrested after UPD gave multiple warnings and multiple opportunities to comply.
Okay.
End of statement.
My friends,
is how you do it.
And that's how you do it. Because now they have lost total control at Columbia University. And now what's going to happen is if they do go in and they arrest these kids, they're all going to be screaming police brutality.
Oh, yeah. They already are.
You know, it's going to be a lawsuit. They're going to make a big scene about it. I really don't care. That you broke the law when you broke into the building. You broke the law when you weren't supposed to be there after 2 o'clock at your encampment.
Go cry to somebody else.
Yeah, get a life. Arrest them. But they're still there. Yeah. They're still in this building. They have done that. It should have been done immediately. You broke into that building. The cops should have been there 30 seconds later arresting them.
And if it hadn't already, and that kid that we played for you, that video from UCLA, it's really turned if it hadn't already. There's zero support for these clowns. Zero respect for them, even.
They did a nationwide survey, and even people who are on the far left, as you mentioned earlier, even they're against this.
No.
You
because,
start breaking the law.
Because it's hateful.
Yeah,
they specifically outlined one particular group of people, and are calling for their end.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
That's what they're doing, especially at Columbia right now. You don't say from the land of the sea. I'm sorry.
And better news, and closer to home.
Yes.
Well, they told us an announcement was coming, and we got it yesterday. Boy, Universal, it's been busy.
You know what? I think you should go to Universal because there's so much stuff going on. It's kind of hard to encapsulate it. But we'll start with the fact that in June, on June 14th, DreamWorks Land is going to open up. And that's the one that has the meet and greets and all the characters from Shrek and Trolls.
A lot of stuff.
Kung Fu Panda. Hogwarts Always, also on June 14th at the castle, Hogwarts Castle. They're going to have all different kinds of films, little vignettes. And it features all the different houses, and they say there's a different ending all the time, so you never know how it's going to end. Their new mega movie, Magical Parade, starts in July, and then their Sensational, which is a symphonic spectacular. It'll debut during the night above the lagoon, and it'll have all the music from all of their great movies, from Harry Potter, the Mario Brothers.
And they got all the. That's why they've been teasing the classic stuff.
Jurassic Park, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future.
That's
they all
cool.
fall into that. So 600 drones are going to fly.
Here so, come the drones.
So yeah, they're your favorite.
That's right.
But anyway, it all starts June 14th.
Cool. Like
so
it.
Check it out.
All right, we got more headlines coming up next.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
We've got some good announcements coming today, particularly with regards to golf red snapper season. We've worked very hard on this. We're excited to be able to make a really historic announcement later today. So all you anglers out there, stay tuned.
What? What does it mean?
I don't know anything about the golf red snapper.
That was Governor Ron from the limo, just like within the last hour, doing some, like we said, he's back
everywhere.
To being a governor, so he's at a different county every single day.
Wow.
I don't know what the red snapper announcement's going to be like, but he's talking about something.
Well, the question is, has he been able to fish for the red snapper? And maybe they're going to extend the season?
Well, you know, it's related to environmental stuff, so that'll be good.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
It's been a big focus since he came back to us.
As you say, he does a county a day. I think yesterday he was like in three different areas in our county. He was all over the place.
When he was in Jupiter, and you talked about this in the last Rapid Fire, he was at the Ernie Els Center, right? They do autism research?
Yeah, their son, Ernie Els, and his wife started the Els Center. They do all kinds of stuff for people with autism on the autism spectrum. But yesterday, the governor gave the agency $1 million, and they're going to create a recreational facility that provides specialized swim and water safety programs, and it's going to be an autism-friendly hurricane shelter.
Oh, very nice.
So it's something we need. So that's great to Ernie Els and his wife for doing that. So
this
good
was
for them.
The governor yesterday.
We're going to have more than $2.2 billion for agency for persons with disabilities for service through our iBudget waiver.
That is really nice. I didn't even know that center was there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a big center. By the way, the Agency for Persons with Disabilities across the state, he gave, as he said, $2.2 million. That's the most in state history ever donated.
Very nice.
By the state, ever funded by the state. So good for them.
Good stuff. And that's our morning show promo tease. Red Snapper on the Wednesday, the South Florida Morning Show. I don't know what he's talking about.
You know what? We get emails all the time via the awesome 850 WFTL app. So if you happen to know anything about Red Snapper season in the Gulf, I have no idea. I don't know.
Didn't know there was a red snapper problem, but I'm sure he's fixing it. Okay.
Well, I bet you it's got a lot to do with red tide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I'm sure that has, maybe it'll be the first time in a long time you can actually catch red snapper. I don't know.
Well, there you go. Let's go from that good news to more bad news with the campus chaos. Now, the update this morning is they started hauling off people out of Yale and New Haven, Connecticut. They started arresting the so-called protesters. We're calling them rioters and...
They're now they've gotten to the point where they're anarchists, especially at Columbia. So for Yale, you know, it was funny because we looked up and it was like, why is Fox News have a person over at Yale? What's going on?
Yeah, they were all set up like they knew what was coming.
Yeah, what's going on? And it was purely because they were arresting all these kids. Similar to what happened at University of Texas, the Austin campus yesterday, those cops having nothing to do with it. You know, it's nice to see because these aren't peaceful protesters. Now, Columbia, these anarchists, they've broken into a facility where the dean's office is, where they have, I guess, other professors have their offices there. It's called Hamilton Hall, if you've ever been to Columbia, and maybe you're a grad. They've taken it over. They've changed the name. They're hanging Palestinian flags outside. They won't let anybody in. They've barricaded all the doors. So now it's turned into a totally different situation. Now it's going to get ugly because now they're going to have to call the cops in.
You know, I was thinking the same thing as, and this is coming from people, other students just demanding something be done. We'll go to University of Texas in Austin. They started arresting a lot of anarchists yesterday. And what did the protesters do? They started calling to release them. All right, that's enough of you. Now, Ted Cruz brought up a point that you brought up the other day. Who's funding all this stuff? He said this. I think it was his podcast. I'm not sure.
These protesters all seem to have matching tents. The tents are brand new. There's clearly real money behind that.
Then stop it.
Yeah, find out who they are.
If it's that obvious, you should be able to track this. Not only the tents and all the supplies and all the, you know, and he's exactly right. It's funded by some outside source. The Columbia faculty, like a lot of them, shocking amount of faculty, hand in hand, a human chain with the agitators, and they're all in matching brand new safety vests.
Isn't
somebody bought
sweet.
Those. Somebody provided those.
Yeah, well, here, wear one of these.
Yeah.
I look at Columbia now and say, I used to think you were so prestigious.
Yeah.
All you're doing is you're creating havoc and you're raising lawbreakers because... These are not peaceful protests. This is going to end ugly in Colombia because this president, and I'm going to blame that woman, could have stopped this 2 weeks ago, and she didn't.
But they bypassed, they ignored another deadline last night.
Oh, 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Bill.
What have there been, 3, 4 things? They just ignore, they know they have the power.
Well, you know what?
They coddled these little children.
Well, you know, and it started with that university president. She wouldn't let the cops arrest him. I would have had them hauled off on day one, not this woman. Oh, no, no, no. You can have your little encampment. And then when they defied the first get off a campus rule, you should have come down with the hammer, but you didn't. So why that woman is still president of that university is beyond me, because now somebody's going to get hurt. Unfortunately.
Yeah, they really could, which would be a shame.
They're not very nice people. They've already broken every window in this building, it seems. They're horrible. Anyway, I get off my high horse. Now, don't let me loose on the New York campus. I take care of those kids in about 2 seconds.
Get back on your high horse and head up to New York, lady. Or New Haven. Or pick any one of these campuses.
I'd be arrested. Are you kidding me? I might as well go to my alma mater. They're just as bad there at Ohio State. I was like, what are you doing?
I don't think this is going to be the case. I really don't. But if this ever bled into the fall, you'd just have kids taking care of this. They just wouldn't. For example, I'll just play it for you again. This UCLA student, I'm telling you, every once in a while, there's one outstanding video that turns the tide and wakes the whole country up, if it wasn't already, to what's going on here. It might be this kid in UCLA, I think.
I would not feel safe being on campus. It really makes me feel, even being back here, pity for the students who have to deal with this every day.
All right, that's one of them. Here's the one I was trying to get to.
We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in.
The kid has a book
Good
bag, and he's trying to get to class to get ready for his finals, and he's holding up his student ID, and they wouldn't let him in. His fellow students.
Yeah.
That's one of those things you see, and you're like, if you weren't really paying attention to this, and who could blame you? You're like, oh, my God, enough of this. Enough.
Yeah, now that you see that they've broken into a building at Columbia and they've taken it over for their purposes, I'm like, oh, and they want amnesty, by the way, before they give the building back, Bill.
They all do. All of the agitators are calling for amnesty because they don't want these on their records.
So if you were the president of Columbia and you've let these anarchists, is what I'm going to call them now, get to this extreme, what happens next? Do you come down with the hammer now and say, we need to arrest you?
I don't think you can. I'm telling you, the amount of faculty that was working with them yesterday in those safety vests, it looked
That's
like
scary.
Most of the staff. That brand is lost. It's gone, and it should be. That's it. That the healthiest thing out of all of this is All of those expensive brands that have just been festering with this stuff and this kind of hate, lost. The brand's gone.
That's crazy. That's nuts. It's nuts. We need good news.
We do need good news.
We have any?
Some good stuff happening at Universal Orlando. We'll talk about that. And, we'll go to the Animal Kingdom for this Mama Bear story next.
Oh, it's so cute.
Wouldn't be cute if it was it wasn't a baby bear, Jen. I'm telling you, that's the only reason why this lady took the video.
A baby. No. It was like the King Kong movie. Where's that baby Kong?
Oh, it's a baby.
It's a baby.
All right, we get that and some headlines. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
I'm hearing from a lot of people who are in the same boat with getting insurance canceled, that their insurance is doubling or more. I think that's really a big problem for a lot of people.
I know we were promising some better news, but we got to cover this before we run out of time. So that's a Southwest Florida resident saying he's getting canceled by Progressive.
Progressive yesterday, apparently over the last week, I should say, has closed out 100,000 policies.
It's become a major story, as it should.
Yeah, and it's not a, I don't know if it's all 100,000 or here in the state of Florida. I think it's between Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. I mean, if you were in the path of any kind of storm, they canceled you. And you're a month away from hurricane season. So, and if you're new to Florida, by the way, and you get canceled, or if you're trying to buy a house, you obviously can't get a mortgage without insurance. If there is a hurricane within our distance and they say it's coming toward Florida, no one writes an insurance policy for you. So you have to get insurance before hurricane season starts because you never know what's going to happen. As they say, it only takes one. But
that's what's just killing me about the timing on this.
This is horrible. You're giving all of these people, and this is mainly Southwest Florida, as you said, because that's where that storm made landfall last year. What about the people at the Big Bend? I'm sure they're going to get hit, too. They'll be next because of, what was it, Ian hit there? I forgot what storm it was. I already forget the names from last year. But 100,000 people got their policies canceled.
All of their economists, all of their statisticians that work in this major, major company. Nobody could figure out anything that was going to happen months before this to at least give people in that area
time
to find something else and to try to scramble for it.
I'm sorry.
This is preposterous.
It really is. And I don't know. Citizens, which is the insurer of last resort in the state of Florida, they're trying to get their whole point is they don't want you. You know, you're supposed to go there only if you can go nowhere else. But they fill up. They can only take so many policy writings, you know, and I think they're already full. So I don't think these people who got canceled yesterday in Southwest Florida even have a chance to enter into Citizens. Because they're not writing any new policies.
I'm real glad the governor is visiting a county a day and he's back to being a governor again and not a candidate. I get that. And he's talking about red snapper season and all this other crap. Focus on this.
He's got to worry about this insurance. It's out of control.
A, we're losing a major workforce in this state. They're just leaving because they can't afford to live. B, people who do have homes can't afford to insure them anymore. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the crocodile tears from these insurance companies. I don't care that you're making less money. They're not going broke.
No.
They're just not making as much as they had projected. They're not making as much as they wanted to.
Right.
So they're leaving. Stop. No, in this big insurance summit that was supposed to happen in Tallahassee in January of 2024, they had it. It was for lobbyists for in the insurance company. Nothing was done for citizens. I'm done.
It's I mean, how many people are being told, because it seems everybody I talk to, if your roof on your house is over 15 years old.
Oh, sorry. Got to get a new roof or we won't insure you.
We won't insure you. And they won't pay for the new roof.
No, they won't pay for it. Right. Exactly. But that's what's going on.
That's got to come out of your pocket.
But they're blaming the homeowners for that.
Yeah. Okay. Has nothing to do with just age and wear and tear and the sun and everything else that goes on in this state.
Somebody has to step up for the consumer in this issue, and I'm disappointed it's not this governor or anybody in Tallahassee right now. They're all lobbyists.
You're right. They got to. Well, maybe they'll take a stand now. 100,000 policies. That's a lot of people.
Month before hurricane season.
I don't know how many they canceled in Florida altogether, but that's a big chunk. Jeez. That's nuts, is what that. And what are these poor people? So what happens? You know, you can't get insurance. Then let me ask you this. I don't know. What happens when you can't get insurance? Does the mortgage company come and take your house? Because by law, you're supposed to have insurance.
I think protection's put in place, but I mean, potentially it could happen, I guess.
I'm just always curious about that. I know some people who haven't had insurance for a long time.
This is ridiculous.
Because they can't afford it.
No, they can't afford it. And you're going to have that more and more. So what happens if, God forbid, we get a catastrophe after that? Who pays that? Then the state gets hit twice as hard.
Yeah. Then we're really screwed. Let's be honest. It's ridiculous now. Anyway, okay, we need good news. Jeez.
Well.
All depressing.
I have a baby bear story for you.
Oh, that's good news.
Maybe we're back to being the year of the bear. I don't know. We had a zebra story before, but we got this.
It's the Wild Kingdom.
It's so cute.
Now, I'll preface this by saying, thank God everything's on camera these days. Otherwise, we wouldn't have these stories. And secondly, I don't think this lady would be nearly as excited if it wasn't a baby bear involved.
And it looks like it's one of those trellises, like a train track that goes over the river. You see the mama bear, and you see the little baby bear on top of this bridge, and it's looking over, and it's probably, 50 feet? It's pretty high above the river below it. And all of a sudden, the baby bear goes tumbling off the bridge into the water. This woman's like, oh my God, the baby bear. Well, you'll hear her.
Oh, she's got the annoying background music in there.
Yeah, why did she put the music?
But you hear her emotion.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh, the bear!
Oh. Oh my God! The bear just fell in the water, babe. Where is it?
No,
he's running for it. Oh, she's so upset. Look at her go!
Now, what'd you say? It fell in twice.
Okay, so the bear falls in, the baby bear falls in. The current was pretty intense, so it ends up, it's clinging on to a stick or a rock or whatever. And mama bear finally jumps in, runs down from the bridge, down to the river, jumps in the water, saves the bear. The little baby grabs it by the little scruff, drags it out, puts it up on the shoreline. Little baby starts going up. Mama bear passes him and is like maybe 10 feet in front of the baby bear. The stupid thing falls back in the water.
You know what you got there? You got a dumb bear.
Not a very bright bear. So she's got to go back in the water and save the thing again. But it's cute.
He's like Winnie the Pooh, a bear of very little brain.
Yeah, it slipped the second time. So, but to watch this mama bear, I'm thinking, you know, this is a typical mother. She's going, you can't be this dumb. You know, don't fall in the water a second time.
And whatever bear language it is, chastise the baby after that.
Tired of picking you up.
But it's okay. Here's your feel-good story.
Yeah. Actually, you can go watch the whole thing because it's on our page.
There you go. On the Facebook page and on the Morning Show blog?
Well, not on Facebook yet. It will be shortly.
All right. Sounds good to me. We got Rapid Fire coming up next. And included in Rapid Fire, we'll have the Universal Update story and also an update on the slide that fell off that plane in New York?
They found it?
They found it.
Oh, good.
And more coming up next.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, it's just a whole bunch of nasty weather out there in our area, and roads have been just a mess all morning long. Just be careful of that. We'll update you through traffic as we go out this morning. But Rapid Fire is on. Jen's got the first one.
Well, you would tease this, and we'll give you a little more information about it. Universal Orlando yesterday, they kept on saying they're going to make a big announcement. Boy, talk about a big announcement. They announced a new parade, a new nighttime lagoon show,
nice.
A projection show in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And a whole bunch of stuff. There's going to be a thing called the Cinesational, a symphonic spectacular featuring over 600 drones. It's similar. It's going to be in the lagoon, and they're going to play all the music from all of their favorite films. Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's why they're teasing all those classics. Okay.
And then they're going to have the music to go with the light show above the lagoon at night.
That's great.
Then they have the Mega Movie Parade. That one starts, by the way, June 14th. Also on June 14th, I'll keep it according to things, they're going to open up DreamWorks Land, the one with Shrek and Trolls and Kung Fu Panda. Also on June 14th, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogwarts Always. They're going to have different scenarios on the side of the Hogwarts Castle. They're going to project different movies about each of the houses, and they all end differently. So, yeah, I guess you have to figure out how it's going to end.
You do so much with that projection stuff now. It's pretty cool.
They really do. And then on July 3rd, they'll debut the Universal Mega Movie Parade. E.T., Back to the Future, Jaws, Ghostbusters, again, all the oldies, in a new parade with 13 new floats, 100 dancers, skaters, walkers, performers, all kinds of stuff. and they have a 16-foot Stay Puft marshmallow.
Careful of that guy.
I love that man. He's on the float. They have a Ghostbusters float.
That's good for them. They can have a big summer.
All kinds of neat stuff for the summer.
It's great for the state, too, for tourism. It brings more people in. Believe it or not, it's good for Disney.
Yeah, well, if they go to Universal, they usually go to Disney. You know, I think Universal's more, it's trying to get for little kids because it's really for bigger people.
Oh, yeah.
It's more adult than it is little kid.
Thrill rides.
And Disney's was more little kids. Yeah. So it depends on, you know, what age you're dealing with. Now they're getting little, though.
Here's another update for you. We talked about this yesterday during, I think it was Flight 850, our aviation segment. The missing emergency slide that came off that Delta plane. Remember after taking off from JFK?
Yeah, I lovingly said it fell in my backyard and saw our pool slide.
Close.
Where is it? It landed in somebody's backyard?
They found it.
No.
Found the slide on a jetty off of Beach 131st Street on Rockaway Beach.
Wow. Can you imagine that landing on somebody's house?
Now, how does that happen? Delta says the emergency exit slide separated from the plane. Fell off. What do you mean separated? FAA says Delta Flight 520 returned to JFK after the pilots and crew reported vibrations and banging sounds to air traffic control.
Okay.
You always hear the updates you hear from passengers and the FAA like days after this happens, like how bad it really was.
Can you imagine if that slide was like outside your window? And you heard bang, bang, bang. You think it's some crazy person trying to get in the plane from the outside.
You press the button over your head. Ding. Hi, sir, can I help you? You're supposed to... Yeah, I know, but I think the slide just fell off the plane. Plane was in the air for 33 minutes before returning to JFK.
Jeez.
So, it was packed away inside the side of the plane. They're traveling for a half hour before it falls out.
And it falls out. I don't get it.
There's something wrong there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. And you wonder why I drive.
I'm. You know what? I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm going to drive everywhere. I'm going to walk now.
Just don't fly like me. Hey, this is pretty cool. This is actually a lottery winner that I like.
Wonders never cease.
Amazing. Three people claimed that $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot. Yeah. Remember the one that was sold in Oregon?
Sure.
The guy's name, I cannot pronounce it. He is a Laos native, now an American. He and his wife got half of it, and one of his best friends got the other half. So that's how the three people got involved. He said he usually plays the same numbers, but this time it was the quick pick, and they took the lump sum. So he takes home, like, I think they divided $420 million between the three of them. So not bad, huh?
Amazing.
Now, this poor guy has been, his name's Charlie, has been battling cancer for 6 years. And he's been on disability. And one of the first things he said, I started crying when I heard it. He said he was going to find himself some really good medical care. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
No wonder why you like him.
And then he's going to buy a house for his wife. And then from there, he said, and he even made the comment. He goes, I don't know how long I'm going to be around to spend it.
Oh, that's really sad.
Like, oh, my goodness. It's terrible. So hopefully, I don't know what kind of cancer he had. I didn't get into that. But I was like, I hope they can help this poor man and make him better and he can enjoy his money.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah, it was very sad. But I was like, oh, he started talking. I was like, oh, God, it's getting worse. Thank God you won the money, you know. So
the other two parties that won, they're like, well, we don't have a story like that.
Yeah, I know. I'll just shut up and sit over here.
We're just buying some mansions.
The interesting thing about it was when he sent his friend the picture of the tickets that they bought, because I guess they put in like $200.
Okay.
The other guy put in $100. He and his wife put in $100. He sent the tickets to his friend and he said, hey, guess what? We're going to be millionaires as a joke. And sure enough, it came true.
That's pretty cool. You got to believe. And maybe he'll be, hopefully he beats the cancer and he lives long enough to enjoy all of it.
I hope so.
Well, we've made international headlines once again. Not in a good way. I'll just give you the headline from the Daily Mail, which is an international outlet out of the UK. They call it Pollution Party.
Oh, great.
Here's what else they say in the byline. Brazen spring breakers seen dumping two huge trash cans full of garbage into the ocean. Here's what it was. It was in Boca Raton for Boca Bash. Neither of those parties are to blame. It's not Boca's fault. It's not Boca Bash's fault.
No.
It's these idiots' fault. And they were leaving the Boca Inlet. And it's some rough water. If you've ever gone through that inlet, you know how rough
tough.
It can be.
Yeah.
They are just dumping trash in it. If you go on the morning show blog at 850wftl.com or on the app, you can see the video that Jen put up. It's like, it even has a warning before it. It says, warning, this will anger you.
It does. And now it's gone internationally. I mean, Come on. It was the lead story on the Daily Mail. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You see the video, too. There's a couple of jet skiers and a smaller boat that try to trail him to pick up the trash before it goes to the bottom of the inlet to try to help out. So reportedly now, the rumor is they know exactly who the boat owner is. They know how to track him down and... who knows what the punishment's going to be? But it was an awful move.
I don't think they were spring breakers. I just think they were, how would you say, entitled kids?
It's like,
because it looks like it's daddy's boat.
That's what it is. And it just looks like the picture of privilege. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Is that the, remember affluenza kid?
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
They'll track him down. Don't worry.
They'll find him, and hopefully they'll be cleaning the beach for the next 5 years.
That's right.
Scooby-Doo gets some new life. There is now a new live-action series being developed for Netflix. How did they do a live-action of Scooby-Doo?
I don't know.
They have a real dog?
Who's going to play Scooby-Doo?
I don't know.
Now introducing Brad Pitt as Scooby-Doo.
I don't know. Is it just somebody in a costume or is it a real dog?
CGI. Mixed.
Okay. Is that how they're going to do it? All right. So I'll leave you with that.
Hmm.
I don't. You want me? You want more? Because I got more like Lion King stuff.
No.
Okay.
Let's save it.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll give you the update on what happened. The update on the campus chaos with the agitators, we call them the anarchists. Is Yale this morning. They started cracking down on people and arresting. So maybe because Yale did it, Columbia will too.
I don't think Columbia can, because that president has been so mealy-mouthed since the beginning. She needed to lay down the law a week ago.
It may be too far.
Yeah, I think they've taken over because now they're going to scream police brutality or something stupid.
But to make you feel better about this kind of stuff, the statement that was released by the University of Florida yesterday was amazing.
I really like the Gators today.
Wow.
I really do.
All right, that and more. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.
If you care about peace, the only way for peace when you end the occupation.
Okay, that's Columbia.
All right, well.
This is also Columbia, by the way. This is, they occupied that building.
This is not a matter of simply violating university rules. This is a movement.
Well, that would sound like some sort of an organizer leader. It should be easy to find him.
Okay, well, this is what I don't understand about what's going on at Columbia University. First of all, this president needs to go, and they need to run her out of town on a train as quickly as they possibly can, because she could have stopped this whole problem weeks ago. But no, she had to go and negotiate with the protesters. Oh, let's work out a deal. Yeah. We'll give you amnesty. Sure, set up your tents over here. And then when she said, okay, now it's time for you to leave, they went right in her face.
Yeah, how many deals have been broken then? Three, four?
At least.
They just keep surpassing them.
So now, but now they have taken over, and they have violently taken over a building on campus where the dean's office is, where many of the professors have offices. It's called Hamilton Hall. They broke into it late last night. They broke the windows. They broke through the doors. Now they're barricading the doors. They won't let anybody in. Now you've broken the law. So now you've stepped across that little amnesty border. I'm sorry. And you know what? I would have been on the phone with the cops the minute I knew that they broke a window on that building and said, all bets are off. Go arrest them.
It's either going to lead to that. They're just going to round them all up. Or they're just going to wait till school's out and nobody cares anymore and you take the cameras off it and nothing would happen. That actually would happen. If they took the cameras off this, they would disperse.
It would be similar to, and I liken it to, who was the football player that kept on kneeling?
Yeah, Kaepernick, right.
And stopped the cameras on the kneeling football players. Everybody came back to watching football. The problem with these people now is if you let them stay, how are the professors or the dean going to get into their office because they've taken over the building? School's out, I think, next week.
Well, here's
the
shocking thing.
Do you wait?
This is why I don't think it's going to change. I mean, the update this morning is in New Haven, Connecticut, Yale is starting to arrest anarchists, which is good. Maybe that'll influence Columbia to do something, but maybe not, because a massive number, huge number of their faculty are joining hand in hand with their pre-bought brand new safety vests, the human chain with the anarchists. Yeah, faculty.
Well, yeah, that's not
who
good.
Who are probably tenured.
But I don't know if any of the faculty members broke into this hall. I know. But the problem is now it's all pro-Palestinian, it's anti-Semitic. They're bad people.
They're terrorists.
I'm sorry.
We've allowed this to happen in our country.
And yeah, you've allowed it. And this university president allowed it, because if she had stopped this last week when she had the opportunity to, this wouldn't be happening.
Well, it's not going to happen at the University of Florida in Gainesville.
That's nice to know.
This I will guarantee you. First of all, as you pointed out, and you're exactly right, they've got the law by their side. They can do this kind of stuff.
True. But
because it was the anti-rioting law that DeSantis put into effect, I think it was like early last year. Right?
True. Okay. But to stop these universities, shut down their federal funding. You want to see them change their tune.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to. It's just going to have to. But that may take a couple of years. I don't know. But
it's crazy.
The UF media department sent this out yesterday, and it is awesome. If you're upset about this, and the whole country is, this will make you feel better. Dear media partners, in response to the arrests made of protesters this evening at the University of Florida campus, below is a statement that is attributable to UF spokesman Steve Orlando. So these are his words, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Steve says. This is not complicated. The University of Florida is not a daycare. We do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules. They'll face the consequences. For many days, we've patiently told protesters, many of whom were outside agitators, they were able to exercise their right to free speech and assembly. We also told them they clearly prohibited activities would result in a trespassing order from UPD.
I didn't like that.
That's how you get that done.
Yay. Well, unless you go to Columbia, where they're now telling all students stay home. You know what? It my girlfriend Olivia, who is a diehard Gator, she's probably all excited, but I will say, yes, I support the Gators very much so today.
It shows you it can be done.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, and the antithesis of that is watching what's going on in Columbia.
It's a joke.
They really just told all their students stay home.
Yeah.
Because of these anarchists. These aren't peaceful protesters anymore. They apparently, too, they said they overtook security on the campus to get into this building.
Because security knows they can't touch them, the little children.
Well, you know,
and they'll
what?
Get arrested.
I would be on the phone so quickly with the police department of New York City and say, come in and grab these little SOBs.
It's okay, Jen. Just remember, you're paying for most of their student loans.
You trying to make me feel better? Is that what you're trying to do? Thank you so very, very much, because it's not working. It's not working. However, I do have some football news for you. Don't get too excited. I'm talking football. And I'm not excited about this, but CBS just fired Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims on the NFL Today.
I was shocked. I really was.
Placed him with Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt. Now, J.J., who's Matt Ryan? I don't know.
He was playing for Atlanta. He was a B.C. quarterback. He played for 10, 12 years, something like that.
Okay. If you were worried about what Jason Kelce was going to do now that he's retired, he will be joining the Monday Night Countdown program on ESPN. Is that good?
This is the future brother-in-law of Taylor Swift. I think he's okay.
Okay, well, his brother just signed a new $34 million deal with Kansas City. So her boyfriend's making more money at least now. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Thanks so very much for listening. Have a great day. Take care.